Such a hectic time of year. How many here are still looking for Christmas gifts yet? Quite a few. I want to look at a couple things here today, but I kind of want to start by looking at God's perfect gift. I know when it comes to time to start shopping and looking for things, there's a lot of times that we, I don't know about you, but I try to find perfect gifts for people. Anybody do that? You take forever looking for the perfect gift. And I found that there are some people I will never find the perfect gift. Anybody here have a dad? Dads are the worst and the hardest person to find something for, because dad usually has what they need. But I want to talk about God's perfect gift that he has given us. And what God has given us is he has given us the gift of a Savior. And the gift of a Savior is Jesus Christ. And in fact, in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, it says in there, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." He has given us the perfect gift of Jesus Christ, his Son. Hold on a second here. I think I'm going to move this up so I can read it. There we go. Well, that's okay, guys. Well, we forgot to move that up here when it was time. Well, thank you. That makes the world easier. His perfect gift. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, "But when the fullness of time have come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law." In the perfect time, and this is the thing about Christmas, is Christmas, so many times we get caught up in gifts, but God has given us the greatest gift on this day, his Son, Jesus Christ, who came, and he brought us the gift of salvation. In fact, we all know the verse, it's one of the most common verses known, is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." On this day that we celebrate the gift of salvation. Jesus came and he became man, and he was God's gift to us. And it was a gift. And understand, when it talks about a gift isn't something you earn. It's something you're given. That gift, in fact, was in Ephesians 2 and verse 8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God and not of works, lest anyone will boast." That gift of salvation that came this day was a gift from God, because what? We couldn't earn it, but he gave it. Here's the great thing about Christmas, is Christmas is a time where we celebrate salvation in God. We celebrate the coming of Christ. He died for us and he gave his life that we might know him, that we might know eternity with him. Another gift that he gave us along with Christ was the gift of the Holy Spirit. God, in John chapter 14 and verse 16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he will abide with you forever. And the Spirit of truth, to whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, and he dwells with you and will be in you, and I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." And verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you into remembrance the things that I have said." Here's the great thing about Christmas, and understand, is that all the gifts of God came when Jesus came. Amen? There's something about where God didn't come and say, "Well, now I've sent my Son so you can be saved." He said, "Now I sent my Son so you can be saved. And not only that, but my Spirit is going to be here to walk with you, to live inside of you, to empower you, to give you strength to do things that no one else can do." Isn't that an amazing gift? Listen, understand, when God sent Jesus, he sent the perfect gift in the perfect time. And it is a gift that everyone needs. It's a gift that all need. Amen? And another part that comes with the Holy Spirit is he also gave us grace. I'll read a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. It said, "By grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me is not in vain. But I have labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is in me." Here's a part of the gift of Jesus coming, was that we can know his grace. Several Sundays ago, we had a service and talked about grace. And what grace is grace is God's unmerited favor, but it has the ability to do all things that need to be done. And just in a short paraphrase, God's grace means you don't deserve it, but he gives it to you anyways. And now when I have God's grace, it's not me doing it, God's doing it for me. Here's the difference. When he sent Jesus, he sent him to die on the cross. He sent him so we can know him and be saved. But he sent him not just so it would stop there, but that his spirit would continue with us and that we might know what it is to walk in God's presence with his grace every day. Have you ever heard the saying, by God's grace, I'm saved. By God's grace, I'm sober. What does it mean? By God's unmerited favor, he has given me favor and he has helped me and gave me the ability to do what I need to do. That's what Christmas is. It's about God's grace. Now, what do I do with this gift? Because I'll talk a little bit about that gift. What do I do with this gift that he has given me? The first thing I do is I need to accept that gift. The gift of Jesus is a gift to us. How many of you know that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for every sin from the past, present, and the future, from every person. He died so what we could have healing in him, we could have peace, we could have joy, we could have righteousness. He died for all these things in our life. But the truth is, if we don't accept that gift, we'll never have it. See, part of Christmas is that God sent his only son as a gift, and if we want that gift, we need to receive it for him. The second thing we need to do is we need to thank God for it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for this incredible gift. You know, even though we served God for years, we should thank God for his gift. So many times, I don't know about you, but it's easy to get caught up in Christmas season and get wore out instead of being thankful. It's easy to get caught up. Well, I've got this. I got to pay this. I got to put in more time here because I want to make sure I can get some things that I want to get for people. And we get so caught up in those things. But you know what? Sometimes during Christmas, we need to stop and we need to say, Lord, thank you for your gift, your son that came for me. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, for your grace, for your love, for all the things that you've given me. The third thing we're to do is we're to use this gift. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 15, it says, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress might be evident to all. Listen, we're to use these gifts. We're to use these gifts. God doesn't give us a gift that we put it on a shelf. When he gave us a gift of salvation, that salvation should be something that we walk in and we use. When he gives us grace, whatever God has given us. How many here have more than 20 testimonies of what God has done in your life? Why? Because that's who he is. And somewhere, when you begin to walk with God, let it be something that's alive. When God gives you gifts, use them. If he gives you the gift of a testimony, use that testimony. If he gives you gifts in your life that has come from him, use those gifts. That's why he's given them. In fact, a lot of times in the church world, it talks about, which I always find interesting, because a lot of times we get gifts backwards. It talks about how there's a fivefold ministry in the church. It's in the Bible. You know, there's pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. And in there, a lot of times in our world, we get, well, that's a, when someone's an apostle or a prophet or a pastor, all of a sudden they're in this position. You know what they are? He says those are what? Those are his gifts to the church. See, whatever God gives you, he gives you what? To give to somebody else. And we're to use what God has given us. And then the next thing, the last thing we're supposed to do is we're supposed to share it. It goes along with the using it. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6, it says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God gives you these gifts because he wants you to use them. He wants you to share them with other people. I think one of the worst things that can happen, and I know this as a father, when you get your kids a gift and they throw it to the side, that bothers you. Now, when you're little, sometimes you've watched kids, they'll have more fun with the box than they do the gift that was in the box. That's just kind of cute when you're little. But if you went out and you bought your kid this brand new bike and they just threw it in a corner and said, I don't even like this bike. Listen, when God gives us something, use it. When God gives you the gift of salvation, he did not give you the gift of salvation to sit on it, but to take it out and to share it with somebody else. Share the gift of salvation with someone else this season. I was looking at some articles and I was reading one and it talked about how as Christmas is getting near, how the parking lots are full, how you have to wait in line at the grocery, at the store anytime you're buying anything. And if you're like me, you pick the teller that is the slowest teller in town, hands down. And that's the line that I'll be in. And you'll watch people get irritated, and you'll watch them get frustrated, and sometimes people will even be rude that time of year or stressed out. And I was reading this article about this man who's doing this, and he noticed in line that there was a guy who, and guys usually are the worst about not being patient. It's just something God has to help us with. And the guy was in line, and he said, you know, whoever started this Christmas should be killed. And there was a lady beside him who was a godly lady, and they said, well, they already did. They hung him on a tree. And when I read that article, I was like, you know what? This lady knew what Christmas was about. Christmas wasn't about all the hustle and bustle. Christmas was about that Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins. That he came as God's gift to mankind to change everything in our life. What an amazing day. You know, as we get ready and we close here, as you go about your Christmas, don't forget that Christmas is a time of not just family and friends, but Christmas is a time of being thankful to God for what he's done. It's a time of saying, thank you, Lord, for the gift you've given me. Thank you for the gift you've given my family. Thank you for the things that you've given. You know, let's just all stand today. We're going to pray. Our kids did an awesome job today, didn't they? They really did. Lord, I pray right now that by your Spirit that you just bless everyone here as we go into this Christmas holiday, Lord, that you help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. Let us remember the things that you have given us, the gift you've given us of your Son, of salvation, of freedom, of so many things, Lord. And I pray that you help us even this holiday season to remember to share the gifts that you've given us. God, you've given us these gifts. Help us to share it with those who need it. Lord, I pray you go with us and bless us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.